Okay, good evening, everyone. Last week, we discussed the Isser of eating before Kiddush. We came to it, we were originally talking about children, and we were saying how by children, they do not have to be stopped. They are allowed to eat before Kiddush, but adults are not. And we discussed a little bit about the idea of adults not eating before Kiddush. We spoke specifically then with regard to the Friday night Kiddush. So I want to now focus on the Shabbos morning Kiddush and discuss the same concept applies that one is not allowed to eat before making Kiddush Shabbos morning, but there are some differences which are extremely relevant. And that is as follows. I'm the Isser to eat before Kiddush is only once it is called Zman Seuda. Once it is the time that a person is allowed to sit down and eat a Seuda, his Seuda Shabbos. So from that point on, he's not allowed to eat anything, even to take a drink of water, without first making Kiddush. If it's before Zman Seuda, even if it's Shabbos, but it's not Zman Seuda, it's not yet the time when one would be allowed to sit down and have their Seuda Shabbos. So then if they want to have something light, let's just talk about a cup of water, it would be okay without Kiddush. Now, Friday night, that doesn't exist. There is no time like that. Friday night, as soon as you begin Shabbos, you're allowed to have a Seuda. And even if you didn't daven Mariv, or even let's say for a man who didn't daven Mariv and didn't say Kriya Shema, but theoretically, he could still daven and make a shaliach, make somebody as appoint somebody to remind him to say Kriya Shema afterwards, or set up some sort of system that will remind him, set an alarm maybe. I mean, of course, it would have to be set before Shabbos, but set an alarm that will remind him, or, you know, set up some physical reminder in the house that he will definitely remember to say Kriya Shema before going to sleep. So there's no inherent issur of eating before davening. But so therefore, as soon as you take in Shabbos, and certainly for a woman is not chayiv in Kriya Shema, even min hadin, you know, it's a good thing for her to say Kriya Shema, but she's not chayiv in Kriya Shema, and therefore she's not chayiv to daven Mariv. So of course, as soon as she starts Shabbos, it's Zman Seuda, and therefore she can't eat or even drink anything right away. But in the morning, it's different. Shabbos morning, one is not allowed to eat a Seuda before davening. At least let's start with men. Men are definitely not allowed to eat a Seuda before they daven Shachris, at least Shachris. Best even to daven Musa first, but definitely before Shachris, they can't eat. That's, you know, 7 days a week. A man can't eat a Seuda before he davens Shachris. And therefore, when a man wakes up in the morning, Shabbos morning, he's not chayiv in Kiddush yet. It's not Zman Kiddush. It's not the Zman of the Mitzvah of Kiddush because it's not yet Zman Seuda. He can't eat a Seuda. He didn't daven Shachris. So consequently, if anything which he would be allowed to eat or drink before davening, he could do so without Kiddush. So, for example, coffee and tea. Well, let's just say coffee, tea, and water. Coffee, tea, and water, it is mutter to drink before davening. So far, we're still talking about men. We're going to move over to women momentarily. But coffee, tea, and water, a man is allowed to drink before davening, just like the other 6 days of the week. So he's allowed to do it on Shabbos also. And the fact that he didn't make Kiddush yet doesn't make a difference because it's not Zman Kiddush. He can't have a Seuda now. He can't decide to sit down and eat a Seuda before he goes to Shul and daven Shachris, or even if he's staying home and davening Shachris, whatever. He can't do that. He can't have a Seuda before Shachris. So it's not Zman Seuda. It's not Zman Kiddush. So that which is okay to have before davening, coffee, tea, water, he can have, although he didn't make Kiddush. It makes no difference. With a woman, however, the halacha is slightly different for the following reason. Women are also obligated to daven. Everyone agrees that women have to daven. That's for sure. Now, the only thing is, there's a machlokas rishonim as to what type of davening a woman must say. Meaning, the davening that a man has to do. A man has to daven ultimately Shmona Esrei, and, you know, other stuff too. But the main davening, in the morning of Shachris, the main thing, what we call davening, besides saying Kriya Shema, but the davening is Shmona Esrei. So that for sure a man has to do. So until he says Shemona Esrei, it's not Zman Suda. But a woman, it's a machlokas, does she have to say Shemona Esrei? She has to daven. Everyone agrees she has to daven. What does daven mean? What does everyone agree? Everyone agrees that she has to make some basic bakasha, or, well, let's start with shevach. She has to say words of praise to Hashem. Bakasha, make some request, and hodah, and thanks. Shevach, bakasha, and hodah. But that you can accomplish by saying brachos. When you say brachos, even when you say birchos haTorah in the morning, which is about a tiny fraction the size of Shemona Esrei, it's about maybe 1/20 the size of Shemona Esrei. And when you say birchos haTorah, you've already said shevach, bakasha, and hodah. And certainly, if you say the whole list of birchos haShachar, you definitely bin yotze according to the first shita, which is actually the shita of the Rambam. You yotze davening. That's all, according to the Rambam, that's all a woman has to do. A woman doesn't have to go through the regular davening with Shemona Esrei. So, therefore, according to the Rambam, a woman, once she said that, she's Yotzei davening. Now, okay, we'll get back to that. According to the Ramban, no, even a woman has to daven the regular davening, at least Shemona Esrei. Not necessarily every part of davening, and maybe we'll talk more about that afterwards, but I want to try to make it as less complicated as possible right now. So, to get the point across with Kiddush. So, a woman, according to the Ramban, doesn't have to daven Shemona Esrei. She only has, according to the Ramban. We moved on to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, a woman does have to. A woman does have to daven. A regular davening, you know, she has to daven Shemona Esrei. So, l'halacha, l'fi the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the typical psak, at least in the Litvish world, at least, is that women are obligated to daven, even Shemona Esrei. And I'm not talking about a woman who has small children and she's busy. She's osik b'mitzvah. I'm talking about a woman either before a woman's married or has children, or once, or a woman who is a stage in life where she doesn't have a small child or children that are making it very difficult for her to daven, that they need constant attention, or they could need attention at any moment. Her children are older, or she's in between small babies, or she's past the age of having small babies. Whatever it is. You know, it's a large stage in a woman's life when she doesn't have a small baby that she has to be running to take care of in any moment. So that woman, those women have to daven according to the Ramban. That's how we paskin. They have to daven even Shemona Esrei. So once they have to, now, next step. Everyone agrees that a woman also can't eat before davening. But whatever davening means, according to the Rambam, davening only means saying the brachos. So according to the Rambam, of course, she can't eat before she says brachos. But once she said brachos, then it's over. Then she's allowed to eat because that's all she has to do. According to the Rambam, she just has to say, like I said, a shevach, a praise, a request, and thanks. So let's just call that brachos. So once she said brachos, according to the Rambam, she's done for the day. She's done all the damage she has to. So of course, she's allowed to eat. According to the Rambam, not. So it follows as far as Kiddush, according to the Rambam, once she has said brachos, it's Zman Kiddush. It's Zman Suda. Once she has said brachos, it's already Zman Suda. And since it's Zman Suda, she's allowed to eat, so she has to make Kiddush. Right? Again, according to the Rambam, according to the lenient Shita in davening says, she only has to daven brachos. So once she's done that, of course she's allowed to eat, including Shabbos, so she's Chayiv in Kiddush. So at that point, once she said brachos, she can't even take a cup of water without brachos. Because she's, for her, davening is over, or her obligation of davening is over. So Mimela, she has to say Kiddush before she has even a cup of water or tea or coffee. But according to the Ramban, that wouldn't be the case. According to the Ramban, she's just like a man. If a man says brachos, he's not allowed to eat a suda at that point. He's still chayv to daven and Shemona Esrei. So a man, even Shabbos morning, even though he said brachos already, a man is for sure still allowed to have coffee. Still allowed to have tea. In fact, it's better he should say brachos first before he has a coffee or tea. But once he's had coffee and tea, that makes no difference. That doesn't stop him from having once he said brachos, that doesn't stop him from having a cup of coffee before davening without Kiddush, because it's still not Zman Kiddush. It's still not Zman Suda. He can't have a Suda yet. He didn't daven Shacharis. He didn't daven Shemona Esrei. So he didn't, since he's still chayev to daven, it's not yet Zman Suda because he didn't daven yet, so it's not Zman Kiddush, so he's allowed to have his coffee without Kiddush. But for a woman, it would depend, like on the Rambam or the Ramban. So even though we're machmir, that women are obligated to daven, But when it comes to the Isser of eating before davening, let's talk about 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday. When it comes to the Isser of eating before davening, for that we don't hold the women to the more strict shita. We say once she said bracha, she could eat. In fact, I know when I was teaching in girls' high school, this in the school I taught, and I think this was common. This was commonplace. They wanted the girls to daven in school. They don't daven at home. Wait to school to daven the real davening, but they weren't serving breakfast. They davened and they went straight to class. So they had to eat breakfast at home, but they didn't daven yet. So they relied on the sheet, and this was common for girls and for women, not just for girls. The post can say women can rely on this, that as long as you've said brachos Sunday through Friday, as long as you said brachos, you could eat. Even though we still obligate you to daven, we want you to follow the Ramban Shita and daven Shachris, the real davening, which Manasseh, but you could eat first. As long as you said brachos, not before brachos. You can't just get up in the morning and sit down to a gourmet breakfast. But once you said brachos, then you can. You can have your gourmet breakfast even, and then daven afterwards. And that's what the schoolgirls all did. And that's what any woman is allowed to do. So it comes out, though, on Shabbos then, it comes out to be a chumrah. Because on Shabbos, once you've said brachos, now you can't eat or even drink a cup of coffee without Kiddush. Because for you, it's Mansuda. We're allowing you to eat Sunday through Friday. We told you, go ahead and have your gourmet breakfast. Shabbos also, we say, you said brachas? Okay, go ahead. Have breakfast. Have whatever you want. Sit down, have a bagel. But Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. Because once it's Mansuda, once you're allowed to eat a regular Suda, so you on Shabbos, you can't do so without Kiddush. So for the husband and wife both woke up in the morning and they both said brachas together. And great. Then the husband says, I'm having a cup of coffee. And his wife says, oh, that's a nice idea. And he says, no, sorry, not you. You want to have a cup of coffee? You have to make kiddush for it. I don't, because I have to go to shul and daven shachris. So she says, well, I'm also going to daven shachris. Yes, but you are not restricted from eating before you daven the full davening. You're only, the woman is not restricted from eating once she said brachos. That's the standard psak that we rely that she's allowed to eat at that point. So since she's allowed to eat at that point, she first has to make kiddush. Now, if a woman wants to hold herself to the standard of men 7 days a week and say, I'm not in high school anymore or not, whatever. I don't eat. I would never eat. A woman, some of you might be listening to this and say, I would never eat before davening. Just like my husband, I would never eat before davening. Say, oh, you would never eat before davening. You maintain that standard. Ki'ilu, you're chayiv to daven on the same level as men, like the Ramban, and you hold yourself that and you would not eat before davening, then fine. Then echad and then agree. Then you could eat Shabbos morning. You could not eat. You could take your cup of coffee. Once you said brachos or whatever, you could still take a cup of coffee before davening. But women who rely on what we say is a reasonable mahalach, that once they've said brachos, although they will still daven, but it's enough davening to allow them to eat, meaning eat even to have a bagel or have a bowl of cereal, which their husband no longer can have. The husband can't have, not no longer, the husband can't have because he didn't daven yet. He didn't daven shachas yet. But we're saying to the woman, no, once you said brachos, you could have a bowl of cereal. You could have a piece of cake. You could have even a bagel and whatever you want. So since you could have that, so if it's Shabbos, you have to first make Kiddush. And that is the standard psak for women. Okay, so so what we'll do next time, Lynn, tomorrow, maybe I'll try to say this over, hopefully just say it over much shorter. I tried to make it clear. I know it might be a little bit complex, but if you're hearing it for the first time, seventh menu, maybe you're saying, oh, I heard this 20 times. Of course, move on, please. But I'll try to say it over tomorrow just briefly and then move on. Okay, so now we told the lady she has to make Kiddush. So now what? So now, exactly like what's the basics of Kiddush she needs to do in order to pater her obligation. Okay, for the time being, I wish you all good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.